Okay, so you may have never heard of the terms instrumental and expressive before when it comes to leadership, but I bet you could think of a couple people who fit these descriptions. Now, I used to have a part-time job working as a waitress at a restaurant. I had a boss named Bill who was a typical instrumental leader. Not only was he good at managing his business, but he also had extensive experience as a waiter. He had high standards in the way we treated customers, and he expected all of us to do the same. The waiters were almost completely forbidden to speak with one another while at work, even when we didn't have any customers. He felt that if we focused on our tasks and the customers, not on each other, we wouldn't get distracted or become lazy. He did have a successful restaurant, but there were certainly other approaches he could have taken that weren't so strict. You know, my boss right now is Professor Green, the head of the department. She really knows how to treat the university staff with respect. While there are rules we have to follow and deadlines we must meet, she hardly ever pressures us. She treats us like adults, and we, the teaching staff, all do our jobs to the best of our abilities because we don't want to disappoint or upset her. She holds weekly staff meetings so we can communicate about problems in class and even holds parties at her home once a month. We all feel like a part of an open and honest team, and that would not be possible without her expressive type of leadership.